On the Claire's Matt and Kimber catch up, we ask what almost ruined your wedding, and fresh out of the jungle, we've got Tom Arnold.
With Claire's Matt and Kimber, you never know what you're going to get, but you'll know exactly how your family will be cared for with a prepaid funeral from Purslow Funerals.
Claire's Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
He has been complaining since his very first night in the jungle.
Hasn't he just?
American sitcom star Tom Arnold, he is a crack up. He didn't like playing darts. In fact, he didn't like a lot of things whilst in there, but he was always very entertaining and had a bit of a crack at quite a few of the challenges, the food challenges whilst he was in there.
Gave it a good go.
He's finally the first person to leave the jungle on Channel 10, Tom Arnold, the celebrity. Got him out of here finally, mate. Welcome.
Good to hear you guys. Thank you.
Tom, how many days in were you before you wanted out?
How many minutes? let me tell you this. First of all, they tell me a shock jock, a famous shock jock from Australia is joining our team. Yeah. So I'm super excited because I'm thinking, you know, shock jock in America is like Howard Stern,
yeah,
something like that. And so all of a sudden I look up on this rope and this little old man comes out the size of an average-sized hobbit. And I think, oh, that's beautiful. The shock jock has brought his grandfather to the jungle, which is cute. And it turns out it's Steve Price.
Yeah.
Steve Price is the shock jock. He's conservative, right-wing. And so I'm a Hollywood liberal Jew. So I thought me and him will be arguing the whole time. So 20 minutes later, we're in the camp. I'm going to hit the shower before anybody sees anything. You know, have a little moment by myself. I run into the shower, which is outside. And I caught it full frontal nude Steve Price.
Right.
And so that he's naked. I was going to wear my swimming trunks, but now that he's naked, you know the rules, guys.
Yep.
I have to get naked with him.
Yeah.
So we are literally penis to penis 20 minutes after meeting each other. And from that point on, we were like best friends. So I love that guy.
We know you were in Africa, but for us it's that little camp is a little piece of Australia, and we hate the idea of someone not having a good time with us Australians. Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed learning more about Australia. I knew I was coming down there to be with Australian celebrities, but they didn't tell me who, so I couldn't research who they were. So the producer said, hey, just be yourself on the show. And my wife heard that and she's like, oh no, don't do that. People will hate you. You've got to, please do not get crabby and do not yell. And then 20 minutes later, I am crabby and I'm yelling at the nice people of Australia. I love the exciting stuff, jumping off bridges, the animal stuff. I love animals. I'll eat anything. But the intimacy with strangers just freaked me out. And it's not them, it's me. It's my problem. You know, there's nowhere to hide. Eventually, the real jerk that's inside of you will come out. And, that's what happens.
Hey, Tom, if you thought going into the jungle, you were staying somewhere nice at night, you need new management, my friend. Were you misinformed before you got in there?
Well, no. In America, they did a version of this where they did stay in Ritz-Carlton.
I assume.
Plus, come on, it's a TV show. How they're going to make it real. But, within minutes, I realized, oh, my God, it is real. And it's worse than you see on TV. Because there's a tarp over the sky. You can't see the sky. There's armed guards all the way around the camp. They say to protect you from poachers. But I think it's to keep the celebrities in the camp. And you have your phone. You can't call your wife, your kids, your agent, your lawyer. You are definitely there.
Tom, before you lose your voice, it sounds like it's getting very hoarse there. Why don't you just tell us, who do you want to win?
Well, I love Tegan. Don't underestimate her. Nas really wants to win. He's a sweet kid. He'd be a great son. But I put my money on Steve Price. And like I say, I showered naked with him, 20 minutes after meeting him. So, we're bonded.
Bonded forever.
Even though I agree on nothing that Steve Price says,
yeah,
I love the guy.
Yeah, no one really does.
Yeah.
Mate, enjoy your life. Your real life, Tom Nelson Mandela Arnold. Well done, buddy.
Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
People often book their weddings around this time of year because they expect it's going to be warm and quite reliable when it comes to the big day.
Yes.
You know?
It rarely rains this time of year.
No one was expecting 114 mils of water overnight.
We rarely have a dam filler, do we, in February?
Yes. No, not at all. But for some people, we do. Sometimes it's for anyone who was getting married over the weekend might have found it a bit challenging.
Yes.
And Laura Scadoni was one of those people.
Yes. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And congratulations, because your wedding went ahead.
Thank you.
Laura, we saw photos of your wedding. You got married at Caversham House over the weekend, which you've probably chosen there because of the rolling green lawns and the incredible columns and the staircases, but it was a washout.
Yes, it was definitely different to what I thought it was going to be, but it was still a good day, and at the end of the day, he still said I do. So.
You know, Laura, I thought the photos made it look really beautiful. It looked like you guys were married in Venice.
No, they're definitely amazing photos. I haven't seen them all yet, but I think we're the only ones who have photos like that, which makes it even more special. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura, just a quick question. You still together?
Yes, yes.
How's it going?
Now, I went to a wedding at Caversham House last year. The one thing missing was all of that grass, because there's a lot of grass area. It was just completely covered in water, wasn't it?
Yeah. What happened in the morning, I got the phone call and they sent me photos and it was still grass. It was just like a little puddle. Mm. And my husband now actually went there the morning of our wedding and tried to convince them to just move the ceremony to the left-hand side of the grass. And luckily, they didn't listen to him and went with their gut feeling.
Oh, well, we're glad that it still went ahead, Laura, because it could have ruined the day, couldn't it?
At the end of the day, where we had the ceremony, it actually made it more intimate. At the end of the day, as long as, you know, we both say I do and get married, it's the main thing, you know, and as long as family and friends were with us, it's not really where you get married, it's the people you're surrounded by. So, we were still really happy.
And, of course, Alanis Morissette in her song claims that rain on your wedding day is ironic. Did you feel that irony at all, Laura?
I saw one of the comments on the 7 News website and someone said rain means luck, so...
Oh, okay. There you go. Yep. Well done.
Well, all the best for a happy future together, Laura. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys.
Good on you, Laura. There's Laura who got married on the weekend. Laura Scadoni, congratulations to them.
The
happy couple.
Really lovely.
And because people put such a big deal into their wedding day, it's easy for something to go wrong, isn't it? I mean, I know friends who were getting a fire brigade. They were getting in a fire
Classy.
Truck.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
were going yeah. to, you know, because it was like, well, that was the connection to his job.
Yep.
And they were getting the fire truck to the wedding and this old antique fire truck caught on fire on the way there.
that is ironic.
And
finally, and then like, that is ironic. Why wasn't that in the song?
Nothing in
the
song was ironic. No. You know, there's no irony.
And everyone was late. Everyone, you know, it almost ruins the wedding.
Oh.
So close.
Yeah. A lot of people have fear as they go to a wedding. I said not a lot of people, not myself, when you're going to a wedding where there are family rifts and you think that could cause a lot of grief on the wedding day.
Yes.
And quite often people just behave just for those five, six hours.
Yeah, but it goes ahead. Give us a call and tell us what almost ruined your wedding. Might have been a bit of rain. Could have been something else that got in the way.
Absolutely.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
There were a few weddings over the weekend and it was raining.
Yes.
And people don't want that on the wedding day because they don't plan a jacket. They don't plan it. When you book it in the middle of summer, you expect clear skies.
Perth, 33, clear skies.
And
no rain.
Cost you thousands of dollars to set up a tarp if you want to hire a tarp just for a night. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's last minute, isn't it? But we want to know what almost ruined your wedding because as long as you still get married, it's all worked out, right?
Yeah, yeah. What was threatening it?
Jane in Quinns Rocks, what almost ruined your wedding?
Well, we went to St. Lucia in the West Indies to get married and we chose summer, which was the wet season. So there was a monsoon on the day, but that wasn't the main issue. The main issue was we had the bright idea of having the stag party and the hen night the day before.
Oh, no.
And we started in the afternoon. We started at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the intention of only going till 4 o'clock.
Good intention, yeah.
We went a bit longer than that and got a bit more inebriated than we planned.
Yes.
And I mean, apart from the rain that was happening the next day, I was still vomiting at 2 o'clock and we were supposed to get married before.
Oh, how romantic.
A personal monsoon in your stomach. That's not good, Jane.
There was one outside as well. So I managed to get there at a different location because the guys had moved it. But fortunately, I took everything with me. And if I hadn't have had that, that bouquet to hang on to for dear life. Oh. I would not have been.
Oh, no. In the history of hens and stag nights, the ones that are the night before the wedding are a terrible idea, Jane.
It's a bad call.
Well, we were only there 14 days and we had to get married on day 10.
Okay.
You had to be there for 10 days. We actually got married on day 11. And we weren't even going to do it. We just had this bright idea at lunchtime. Hey, let's have a, you know...
Jane, I love how you've justified it. Oh, look, we were only there for 14 days, so we had to make a decision. Yeah, have it 14 days before the wedding.
Well, nice,
you know,
one, Jane.
But we went on our own, so we didn't think we'd know anybody. But by that time, the day of the wedding came, we knew everybody in the resort. So,
yeah, Jane, just before you go, how do you look in the photos? Do you look at them and go, geez, I look seedy?
No, you can't even tell.
Oh, well done.
Great. Well played.
Yeah.
The art of makeup.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jane. Leave the red eye. Nice.
Deborah's in Hocking. Deborah, what nearly ruined your wedding?
Princess Diana.
Oh.
I got married the same day as her funeral.
No.
In town.
1997.
Oh, Deb.
1997.
Yeah.
September.
In the same town. So there were just people everywhere grieving Princess Di.
There was. It was really quite strange that... It was like a ghost town as opposed to lots of people there.
Yeah.
Like when I went to get my makeup done and things like that, it was just like a ghost town.
Oh, what a strange feeling.
Yeah, that's
that
pretty
would
odd,
be.
Isn't it?
And you're trying to celebrate and everybody's just sad sack.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
I've got nothing to say about that.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things, isn't it?
Imagine how hard that must have been.
Hey, Deb, so you're celebrating 20th in September this year?
We are, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. That's
congrats,
all that
matters. Congrats, Deb. Well done.
Thank you.
1997.
Oh, wow. Costa's in Dinella. What nearly ruined your wedding?
Hey, guys.
G'day.
The godmother deciding to fall inside the river.
did she get pushed?
Story, guys. Wedding didn't nearly happen, so, yeah. We had an old-traditional wedding, and we did our bit at our house. Wife did her bit at her house, and we were getting ready to go and pick her up and go to church, and we had the little bridge, had a little river running in front of our house, and next thing we hear someone fall inside the river, looked around, and it's the godmother, all the way up to her neck.
Oh, no.
So it's like, what do we do now? We can't go and buy a dress.
No.
And lucky my mum's the same size as her, so we had to go and she had to have a shower.
Yeah.
Try a few dresses, and lucky there was a dress that fitted. And at the same time, the wife and her family were all panicking that I decided to change my mind and not go to the wedding.
Oh. Yeah, panic stations.
Very panic station, actually.
How'd she go, Costa? Was she really upset, or was she pretty pretty stoic?
Well, she was an older lady, and she was upset. I mean, I don't know how it actually happened, but it's like I said, lucky she found the dress, because she would have been really upset, because we couldn't have the wedding without the godmother. So, yeah.
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's got to be the important part. Hey, thanks, Costa. Have yourself a great week.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Hopefully no rallies will go on the drink.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, I see a man in Thailand was arrested with more than 10,000 pairs of stolen underwear.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, legal experts are expecting a brief trial.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber hang out so much, they're like family now. Look after your family and loved ones with a prepaid funeral from Perslow Funerals.